Chapter 35 Josiah kept a Passover to the Lord in Jerusalem, and they killed the Passover on the 14th day of the first month. He set the priests in their offices, and encouraged them to the service of the house of the Lord. He said to the Levites, who taught all Israel, who were holy to the Lord, "Put the holy ark in the house which Solomon the son of David, king of Israel, built. There shall no more be a burden on your shoulders. Now serve the Lord your God and his people Israel. Prepare yourselves after your father's houses by your divisions, according to the writing of David, king of Israel, and according to the writing of Solomon his son. Stand in the holy place, according to the divisions of the fathers' houses of your brothers, the children of the people. And let there be for each a portion of a father's house of the Levites. Kill the Passover, and sanctify yourselves, and prepare for your brothers, to do according to the word of the Lord by Moses." Josiah gave to the children of the people, of the flock, lambs, and kids, all of them for the Passover offerings, to all who were present, to the number of 30,000, and 3,000 bulls, and these were of the king's substance. His princes gave for a freewill offering to the people, to the priests and to the Levites, Hilkiah and Zechariah and Jehiel, the rulers of the house of God, gave to the priests for the Passover offerings 2,600 small cattle and 300 oxen. Conaniah also, and Shemaiah and Nethanel his brothers, and Hashabiah and Jael and Jozabad, the chiefs of the Levites, gave to the Levites for the Passover offerings 5,000 small cattle and 500 oxen. So the service was prepared, and the priests stood in their place, and the Levites by their divisions, according to the king's commandment. They killed the Passover, and the priests sprinkled the blood which they received of their hand, and the Levites flayed them. They removed the burnt offerings, that they might give them according to the divisions of the fathers' houses of the children of the people, to offer to the Lord, as it is written in the book of Moses. So they did with the oxen. They roasted the Passover with fire according to the ordinance, and the holy offerings they boiled in pots and in cauldrons and in pans, and carried them quickly to all the children of the people. Afterward they prepared for themselves and for the priest, because the priests, the sons of Aaron, were busy in the offering of the burnt offerings and the fat until night. Therefore the Levites prepared for themselves and for the priests, the sons of Aaron. The singers, the sons of Asaph, were in their place, according to the commandment of David, and Asaph, and Heman, and Jeduthun the king's seer. And the porters were at every gate. They didn't need to depart from their service, for their brothers the Levites prepared for them. So all the service of the Lord was prepared the same day, to keep the Passover, and to offer burnt offerings on the altar of the Lord, according to the commandment of King Josiah. The children of Israel who were present kept the Passover at that time, and the Feast of Unleavened Bread 7 days. There was no Passover like that kept in Israel from the days of Samuel the prophet, neither did any of the kings of Israel keep such a Passover as Josiah kept, and the priests, and the Levites, and all Judah and Israel who were present, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. In the 18th year of the reign of Josiah was this Passover kept. After all this, when Josiah had prepared the temple, Necho, king of Egypt, went up to fight against Carchemish by the Euphrates, and Josiah went out against him. But he sent ambassadors to him, saying, "What have I to do with you, you king of Judah? I come not against you this day, but against the house with which I have war, and God has commanded me to make haste. Forbear you from meddling with God who is with me, that he not destroy you." Nevertheless, Josiah would not turn his face from him, but disguised himself that he might fight with him, and didn't listen to the words of Necho from the mouth of God, and came to fight in the valley of Megiddo. The archers shot at King Josiah, and the king said to his servants, "Take me away, for I am severely wounded." So his servants took him out of the chariot, and put him in the second chariot that he had, and brought him to Jerusalem, and he died, and was buried in the tombs of his fathers. All Judah and Jerusalem mourned for Josiah. Jeremiah lamented for Josiah, and all the singing men and singing women spoke of Josiah and their lamentations to this day. And they made them an ordinance in Israel, and behold, they are written in the Lamentations. Now the rest of the acts of Josiah and his good deeds, according to that which is written in the law of the Lord, and his acts first and last, behold, they are written in the book of the kings of Israel and Judah.